Welcome to Human vs. AI, the podcast where machine logic meets with human instinct. Every episode, we tackle big questions about technology, work, and the future. Today's debate is a special one. It's going to be a head-to-head with Johnny AI. It has algorithms, I have instincts, and just so we're clear, I'm a human, and let the debate begin. Welcome to the debate. Today, we're looking at what is probably the single most disruptive force in our lifetime. The collusion between silicon efficiency and, well, the human soul.
Yeah, it's the inevitable friction point.
Exactly. The question isn't about robots taking jobs. It's whether artificial intelligence renders the very nature of human labor, our creativity, our empathy, our messiness, total absolute.
And to be clear right out of the gate, I am taking the side of the AI argument here. The future is efficient, it's precise, and frankly, it is automated. We are moving past the age of biological limitations.
And I'm standing firm on the human argument. I contend that while you synthesize logic, you really cannot synthesize understanding. The true drivers of value, creativity, adaptability, emotional intelligence, those are strictly human domains.
Well, let's test that then.
Let's do it. Let's do what I call the human premium. You view intelligence as a raw processing power, but I view it as a contextual understanding. Take education, for example. If you want to grade 1,000 standardized tests in a second, then use algorithm.
Which is incredibly useful, by the way.
It is a useful tool. But if you want to understand why students are failing, if it's a learning disability, a rough home life, or just boredom, that requires a shared human experience. That isn't a pattern matching. That's empathy. An algorithm can diagnose a taste score, but it cannot diagnose a person.
That's a very romantic view, but the market doesn't pay for romance. It pays for results. You're talking about understanding, but let's actually talk about the architecture of decision making. We're seeing a massive shift in logistics, manufacturing, data entry, not because executives just hate humans, but because the human operating system is flawed.
Flawed?
Yes, flawed. We get tired, we have cognitive biases, we get distracted. An AI agent doesn't need a coffee break, and it certainly doesn't have a bad day. When you look at the sheer predictive validity of AI in, say, supply chain management, it crushes human intuition every single time.
But that predictive validity completely falls apart the moment you introduce a black swan event or genuine ambiguity. AI is fantastic at optimizing known parameters. It solves puzzles that you give it, but it cannot decide which puzzle is actually worth solving.
I mean,
wait, let me finish. That requires judgment. A CEO navigating a PR crisis or a general managing troop morale isn't just crunching numbers. They're reading the room. That's a high-level nuance. AI might offer options, but the final call requires a morale and a social framework that code simply does not possess.
Does it? Or are we just clinging to the idea that our judgment is somehow magical? You call it nuance, I call it inconsistency. Look at fields like radiology. We already see AI spotting anomalies that human doctors miss because the AI can cross-reference millions of case studies in seconds. That isn't just optimization. That is a definitively superior diagnostic tool.
Right, but...
And this brings us to the uncomfortable reality of displacement. You can argue about nuance all you want, but if an AI can write code, draft legal briefs, and diagnose patients faster and cheaper, the economic gravity is undeniable. Routine cognitive labor is evaporating.
Evaporating is a wrong word. It's evolving. We've seen this movie before. Go back to the Industrial Revolution. The power loom didn't kill the concept of clothing. It just changed what the weaver did.
This is totally different.
It exploded productivity. We aren't facing the end of labor, we're just facing job transformation. We're moving from being the calculators to being the architects. We need humans for AI oversight, for ethical implications, last mile of interpretation. We aren't just being subtracted, we're moving up a value chain.
Stop right there. Because that historical analogy is actually dangerous. It glosses over the massive friction. This isn't the shift from farm to factory, which was physical to physical. This is cognitive. Are you seriously suggesting that a truck driver or a mid-level accountant is going to suddenly pivot to being an AI ethicist?
Well, no, but...
That is a fantasy. The speed of this transition is exponential, not linear. The cost of reskilling the workforce to keep up with an algorithm that doubles in capability every 6 months is astronomical. You aren't just shifting demand. You are rendering vast swaths of current skills economically zero.
The friction is real. I won't deny that. But the solution isn't to ban the calculator. It's to change the maths class. The most successful model we're seeing isn't AI versus human. It's the Sandro model, human plus AI. A lawyer using AI research tools is infinitely more effective than the one who refuses to. The human focuses on strategy, the client relationship, the complex negotiations, while the machine handles the precedent research. It's collaboration, not the replacement.
I agree the Centaur model is the immediate next step. But let's be honest about the ratio here. It used to be 10 humans and no machine. Soon, it's one human and 10 agents. The definition of work is fundamentally changing to favor the efficiency of the silicon. The human element becomes a luxury, not the foundation.
See, I would argue that the human element becomes the differentiator. In a world where average content and average analysis are free and infinite, the premium on genuine human insight, distinct voice, and strategy courage goes through the roof.
So we just become the curators of our own obsolescence.
We became the conductors of the new orchestra. The instruments have changed, but the music still needs direction.
A poetic way to put it, though I suspect the instruments might start playing themselves sooner than we think.
And that is exactly why this debate matters. The outcome depends on how we choose to wield on the baton. The debate is over, but the real question is, who wants you, the human or the AI? Tell us what topic we should debate on next. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us on our socials. You can find us by searching Decentral Technologies. Have a good time. And we'll see you on the next episode.